You're listening to the Wobcast with the one and only, the legendary, the insurmountable Wobby.
Yes, welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast, a new sounding edition of the Wobcast. Thanks, Josh Duhamel, for the intro. Really appreciate that. New sounding because we've taken a break, we've revamped some things, and we have lots to get to, some exciting additions and changes. But before we get to all of that, which is all good and happy, we have one sad thing to do, and that is say goodbye to one of our own. It's producer Nate Vaughn. This is his last Wobcast on the job as the producer of the program. He's not leaving the Vikings. He's not leaving the Vikings Entertainment Network, but he's graduated to bigger and better things, no longer in charge of the Wobcast. We'll be doing other projects. He's handing the reins to Chris Corso, who we will introduce in a moment. But right now, I want to say hello to Nate and goodbye to Nate. Hey, goodbyes.
Thank you, Wobby.
Yeah.
Excited about handing the reins to Chris Corso. I think he'll do a good job. He seems excited about the project. So, yeah, it's been fun. Lots of great, great memories.
We do. We do have great memories.
I'll have with me forever.
Yep, and some things will carry on. We're going to do over-unders. We're going to do, you know, a lot of the same segments that we've done in the past. We're going to share sound with you guys, but it won't have the same, you know, it won't have the same feel. So we got new intro music now. We'll have a few new segments to change it up. The Wobcast with producer Nate, as you once knew them, they are going bye-bye.
Those
but Nate is
gone.
Not going bye-bye.
Correct.
What are you going to be working on?
Well, all kinds of stuff. First off, I'm going to try to get rid of this cold. Then after that, I'm working a lot on our show Beyond the Gridiron this season. So that is going to be taking a good chunk of my time. And then, of course, you know, as with all of us VEN members, helping with stadium videos, shooting press conferences, locker room, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we do it all, and there's just seems to be more and more every year that we do.
Yes.
So this is one thing that I'm able to kind of hand off to Chris and obviously Wobby, you are still, it is still the Wobcast.
I'm hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
Just ask my wife's family.
Anyway, so lots of cool stuff. Excited about, the Wobcast still going strong.
Yes, we are. And we have a ton to get to today. We have a season preview edition of the Wobcast, of course. Randy Moss is going into the Ring of Honor on Monday night, so we have Moss memories. We're going to bring in team reporter Eric Smith for that. But before we do all that, we're going to introduce Chris Corso. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Bobby? It's good to be on.
It's good to have you on. You're going to be on all the time now.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
People listening already know you're from the East Coast.
You can tell just when I start talking.
Yep, they can tell by the way you talk. But introduce yourself, talk a little bit about, tell people what you do for the Vikings, and let's get this Wobcast rolling.
Yep, I'm Chris Corso. I post a lot of our content to the site. I run Vikings.com with Ryan Cardinal. We post all the videos, articles. I do a little bit of writing, as well as helping out with a little bit of everything. So
now you're
going
to produce the Wobcast.
Now I'm producing the Wobcast. We'll be have some new segments. We'll be changing it up. Maybe a little something different, but
right. Yeah,
we'll give it an East Coast feel.
I like that. We could use that. We're somewhat kindred spirits. Chris, you're a twin.
That's
I
right.
I have twins at home.
That's right. We're connected already.
Yep, so we got that in common.
You're a twin too?
Yeah. And also our guest today, Eric, is a twin. So it's
twins, you know, on twins.
We have a twins theme going on the Wobcast today, but that's another cool thing about Chris. All right, let's get down to business. First, Chris, 53-man roster set by our Minnesota Vikings last week. You've set aside three sort of main talking points from the 53-man roster, so let's go through them. What's number one?
So obviously the biggest point from the roster cuts were the biggest one I saw was Alex Boone getting cut.
Yeah, in terms of a surprise, maybe.
That was definitely a surprise. We brought him in as a free agent last year. He was brought in to revamp the offensive line, and a year later, he's gone. So that was a surprise.
Already signed in Arizona.
Yep.
And so the Vikings move on without Alex Boone on the 53-man roster. They keep 9 offensive linemen, which I thought maybe it'd be 10, given our issues with injuries and depth in the past. But 9 is a good number too. So you got your starting 5 and then 4 backups. Looks like, you know, we presume it's going to be Easton at left guard,
yep,
not center, filling in for Boone.
And Pat Elfline, our rookie, will be playing center. Which,
so,
yep.
To me, the Boone cut is more about how they feel about Elfline and Easton than how they felt about Boone.
I agree. There's been high praises for Elfline when it comes to Sam Bradford, when it comes to Mike Zimmer, and when it comes to Pat Shurmur. So I think the three of them coming in saying they trust Pat Elfline. Sam Bradford actually said it today in his presser that he trusts Elfline just as much as Easton at all the right center position, and he's wise beyond his years, as many have said.
Other big surprises for me and you, Chris, that we have written down here, for me it was only two quarterbacks. You know, the Vikings become a two-quarterback team.
That was huge. They only kept, obviously, Case Keenum as the backup, and then Sam Bradford as the starter. Teddy Bridgewater goes to the PUP, so he's not active, at least for the first 6 weeks of the season. So two quarterbacks, that's...
It gives you an extra roster spot to mess with. Five safeties, as you noted. A lot of times teams will keep four. We're keeping five. And then lastly, we made a trade.
Yeah.
Jermaine Brock comes to the Vikings. He was by way of the Niners and then the Seahawks, was with the Seahawks in the preseason. Now he's a member of the Vikings. Coach Zimmer said earlier in the week, nursing a bit of a groin injury. Will be interesting to see how the Vikings train him, if he's an outside guy, an inside guy, if he's both. I think corner's a great position in which to have depth, and Brock's addition gives the Vikings a little more depth there in case something happens to two of our three guys who are going to play a ton, Waynes, Rhodes, and Mack, and if something happens to Terrence, we run into some trouble, you got Jermaine Brock.
It's good to get depth there. Obviously, he remembers being in Minneapolis when he played for the Gophers.
For one season, right?
Yep, for one season. And he comes from the Seahawks, but he did start last year for the 49ers. So to see that he has that experience starting in the NFC, going against some of the familiar faces and quarterbacks and offenses. So it's good to add depth at that spot.
All right, so those are some of the surprises or noteworthy items. What's next?
I think a big thing you commented on was the UDFAs, and we're going to go to a clip here of one of my favorite UDFAs, and that's Deshaun Bauer from LSU. He's very familiar with Danielle Hunter, who also played at LSU, and he showed a lot of promise in the preseason, probably the most impressive player that I watched in the preseason when it comes to backups and guys who are fighting for a roster spot.
So UDFA undrafted free agents, three of them make the roster for the Vikings. Deshaun Bauer, one of them, and we have some sound here about Bauer.
I mean, it's kind of like draft day. You know, you're waiting all day to get your number called, and now you kind of don't want to get called, and so it's the opposite. But it's still a long process, a long day, and, you know, it's over with now, and now we're focused on New Orleans.
How tough is it to get that? Everybody will say, it doesn't matter what happens now, you always have to come out and prove yourself every day, every practice. How hard is that with that high that you just had of clearing that first hurdle to keep that?
I mean, I don't think it's that hard. I mean, I think if you have that attitude every single day, nothing changes. You have to have that attitude that I'm going to come out and be the best I can be. I'm going to work on my craft and get better. If you come out with that attitude every day, nothing else changes or nothing. You don't have to adjust to anything.
Take the standpoint, you were in this, nobody gave you anything.
Right.
Is that fair to say that you grabbed a job and nobody handed you anything? I mean, that's a pretty good story for a guy who came out drafted.
Right. I mean, I think that's life. You know, you don't get handed a lot of things, everything you got to work for. And, you know, if you work hard, good things will come. And I worked hard and I'm here now. And, you know, I'm going to keep working hard so I keep getting good things and so this team does well, and we'll see.
As you say, Chris, a humble quote there from Deshaun Bauer, and I believe it was after the Seattle game, I did an interview with him live on Facebook, and before...